When the United Nations General Assembly opens its latest session this week, one of the topics up for debate will be who'll occupy Myanmar's UN seat. The military rulers, who seized power in a coup 8 months ago and have been widely condemned for their violent crackdown on dissent, say the seat should be theirs. But as Southeast Asia correspondent Mazoe Ford reports, the country's shadow government is urging the UN to recognise its representative.
Approving who sits at the world's biggest diplomatic table is usually a routine affair. Each country nominates its representative for the UN General Assembly. It's rubber stamped by the Credentials Committee, then confirmed by member states. This year for Myanmar, the situation is far from routine. Both the deposed government and the military junta claim to be the rightful representative.
The junta has no legitimacy and the junta's committed war crimes and crimes against humanity.
Tun Aung Shwe is the Australian spokesperson for Myanmar's National Unity Government, a group of ousted politicians in hiding and ethnic leaders. The junta's declared it a terrorist group, but the West has been receptive. Several countries, including Australia, have met virtually with NUG officials ahead of the vote.
Listen to the voice of the people in Myanmar. People demanding the peace and democracy, and people demanding the rules of law, and the people doesn't want to see this military dictatorship anymore in Myanmar.
Lawyer Chris Sidoti, a member of the Special Advisory Council for Myanmar, a body of former UN experts on the country, will be watching the vote closely.
This has great symbolic value, first and foremost, but it actually has an impact on the ground in Myanmar, going to the legitimacy either of the junta or of the National Unity Government.
Democracy activist Tinzar Shunlayi is worried the UN may delay its decision or leave Myanmar's seat empty.
I don't think the UN would be brave enough to actually come out and say, we select you, we select democracy. We don't think they're going to do it.
So when they go to vote, what would you be pleading with them to consider?
It's so clear. It's black and white. Why would the world's leader would be in the dilemma to choose a criminal junta and civilian governments, right? I don't want to plead. They have to decide and they have to show who they are.
Lawyer Chris Sidoti says Myanmar's democracy movement will push on regardless, but he hopes there'll be international endorsement.
So here is an opportunity for a very clear expression of support for the democracy movement. And the question is whether the UN will fail, not whether the National Unity Government will fail.
Lawyer Chris Sidoti ending that report by Mazoe Ford. And AM asked the Australian government for its official position on the National Unity Government, but we didn't receive a response.